Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 54 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 58 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 59 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Sunny. 62 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Sunny. 65 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Kilo Alpha Mobile.
You have connected to a 6-link node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
WDNCSP.
You have connected to a 6-link node, an EchoLink application for the Linux operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
Copy, Carlos Senhor. Não deu para cópia, foi do executivo e sei que está outro colega aí na escuta também, ok?
WB9CST for an audio check.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 65.
We ain't cheating away. Is the next still on purpose?
Yeah, actually, it's just about to start, John. Good afternoon, everybody. Sorry for last week's absence. I went to go spend time with family. So that's why there was no net last week. But other than that, I'm glad to be back. And hopefully everybody's been doing good. So today's topic for the net, I think I'm going to ask is, are you going to plan on doing any field days, winter field days? I know those are a thing. So with that, I'll start taking check-ins. Come now, WB9CSP.
That's WATOY, John in Madison, Michigan. And it's a little ways away, but I doubt if I'll be doing anything outdoors for field day, winter field day. I might monitor some bands at the house, but that's it. That's the net.
Yeah, roger that, John. Thanks for checking in. And good to hear you. Anybody else wishing to check in, come down to WB9CSP.
This is Mike 7, Foxtrot Delta Mike.
Mike 7, Foxtrot Delta Mike. Hopefully I got the call right. Good evening. I think this is the first time I've heard you on the net. How are you, and how are things over your way? And what's the name and location? Go ahead.
This is Mike 7, Foxtrot Delta Mike. I've just got my radio on in the background, and I heard you call and figure I'd pop up for a minute and say hi. I'm in Edinburgh in Scotland. It's raining, it's freezing cold. But other than that, yeah, everything's good here. How's everything with yourself? Back to you. This is Mike 7, Foxtrot Delta Mike.
Yeah, everything is good here. It's sunny and 92 Fahrenheit out. So, yeah, I'm glad that Scotland was able to check in. That's nice. This net meets here every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. All right. Thank you for checking in. And with that, anybody else wishing to check in, come now. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP. Doc, is that you in 6TTR, WB9CSP? Yeah, you're a little staticky, but I can still hear you. Welcome to my net. If you want to check in and answer the question, you can. Today's question is, are you going to go to any winter field days? Yeah, roger that. I'm glad to hear you in here. There is Echolink, too, if you wanted to come through that on the TechLink conference server. Yeah, roger that. I didn't get some of that, but it's a TechLink 9229. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP. Thanks for checking in, TTR.
Kilo 6 Golf from Lima, Linda, California.
K6GRL, WB9CSP, Guten Abend, and Sie geht dir. And today's question is, are you going to do winter field day? Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Rich and everybody on the net. It's K6GL. I don't think I will do field day. I'm not actually sure where it is, when it is, but I know the Santa Cruz group is going to work at Santa Cruz. It's very close to my location here. About 40 minutes drive up north. They usually work it. Isn't it in January? I think it's in January. In Gafilke, I'm not sure. Can you take Jal back to it?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Normally I go to the summertime ones. But I might try and go to a winter one if it's not too cold. So, yeah. Yeah, some stuff happens, so that's why the conference server isn't connected. So, but I'll send an email about that to you later. I can't remember if your email's good or not, but, yeah. Anyway, thanks for checking in. Anything else?
Yeah, so my email is my call sign at arl.net will get to me. So And then, you know, it's connected. You're probably familiar with the ARL forward server, so that's what it is. So K6GL at ARRL.net, and then it'll route to me, to my personal email, because my email is long. It's linda.24.7@sbcglobal.net. So there you go. It's probably easier to use K6GL at ARRL.net. So we're not connected at all today. That's interesting, huh? So nobody is locked in here otherwise. Well, this is going to be fast. WB9CFP from K6GL.
They're connected. They're just connected through the conference server you see me talking through. So they're all here. I still don't know how I keep coming short of 28 connections, and I've only got 23 connected, but I don't know. I'll figure it out eventually.
Oh, okay, danke schön, and hello to everyone listening in there. K6GL, back to net.
Yeah. Danke schön, Frau Linda. Guten Abend. Well, it's not Abend yet. It's getting there. Guten Morgen still. And with that, anybody else wishing to check in to the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
Kilo Echo 3, Golf Romeo Oscar, checking in.
K9RPG.
All right, it's got Q there. KE3GRO and K9RGB. I think I got my back writing backwards. KE3GRO, do you do Winter Field Day, or are you planning on going to one? And I think you've checked in here before, but I've forgotten your name. Go.
Yeah, the name's James, and I have checked in before. I have not done a Winter Field Day, but yes, I will do a Winter Field Day if I get notified that it's coming up. And yeah, no problem.
Hello, Echo 2.
Yeah, I got somebody in there really down in the noise. Give me just a second and I'll get to you. RGB, K9RGB, what about you? Are you going to do Winter Field Day? WB9CSP.
Yes, good morning, good afternoon. This is K9RPG in Minnesota. My name's Ralph. So I get to check in and say hi. Winter Field Day. Never been on one. Would be interested in doing that. I guess the winter part is significant if you're snowbound. with that, back to you, Richard.
Yeah, roger that, WB9CST. So with that, somebody else I think tried to check in. Come now, WB9CST.
Yes, hi, this is Richard Schmidt in Grapevine.
And Papa, Kilo Mike, 5 Yankee Mike, North Texas.
All right, so I got Jeanette and Mike, KO5SSI and KM5Y, so, what are you guys going to go to a Winter Field Day is today's question, go ahead, and how are things down in the Grapevine?
Ah, Richard, KI5, this is, you heard it through the grapevine. Well, everything is great here, and we might participate in a winter field day this time. I'm starting to become a lot more friendlier with the people in our group, so, yeah, if I can get Mike to do it, otherwise I'll have to go alone, but, you know, hey, it is what it is, and, yeah, we went fishing yesterday, and, you know, I caught about 5 bass. Pretty good size. It was one big one got away. He was a big one. Broke my line. I was like, oh, man, it's on. So I think, you know, I could have got some alligator gar, you know, because there was a few big things that hit it. And I was like, oh, my God. And, yeah, they definitely had to weigh over 14 pounds to break the line. So they broke the line. So I'm thinking probably more gar, but I sure wish I would have found out, though, and I sure had a good time, Richard. Sure great to hear you out here running the net. And hello to everybody out here. And this evening on 11 Cats Network, we have the TNT, and tomorrow the AFC. The TNT is at 7 Eastern, and the AFC is 4 Eastern. That's Amateurs for Christ Radio. And check out the website at onemorecats.org. Anyway, Richard, thank you for taking my check-in.
Yep, not a problem, Jeanette. I had to switch my audio there so I could hear everything better. Yeah, go ahead, Mike. KM5Y, WB9CSP. Well, so how's the flying? Yeah. So basically, that question I asked you, the bleed valve is just like a defroster in a car then, right? Is that what you're telling me? KM5YWB9CSP.
WB9CSP, KM5Y. Well, first of all, I got to say that fishing story gets a little bigger every time I hear it. Just like all fishing stories do, but she did catch some nice fish. And I hope you're doing okay, Richard. Well, let's see here. So the way we treat ice, because anytime we go into a cloud and it's below freezing, we can build up ice, and we do. And so we have to have heat going to the leading edge of our wings, the leading edge of our engine, even a couple parts inside the engine, and on our windshield so that we can see when we get ready to land. So every one of those uses bleed air from the engine to heat those different things. And there's valves for all of them, but they're hooked up to a switch in the cockpit. So we turn on the engine and ice, we put 2 switches on, it opens the bleed valve, and it sucks. It opens up air that's inside the core of the engine that's super hot, that's usually being used for combustion or exhaust, and it takes a little bit off. That's why I call it a bleed valve, bleed air. Takes a little bit of that and sends it in a line to the leading edge of the wings or the windshield or wherever we need it, and it keeps ice off all that stuff. So we use it a whole lot because we're usually up there in the clouds where it's below freezing temperature. Sometimes when we're landing, taking off and landing, we need it. But we have a switch, and it's usually called windshield window heat or engine anti-ice or wing anti-ice. They all have their own names, and they're switching the cockpit. So there you go. Field day can all better reset. Camp IY. Yeah, we went to our first field day this year over here in Grapevine. It was kind of disappointing. It was at the Botanical Garden, and there was like 2 people on there. One was sitting at a computer and a radio doing CW, and the other one was sitting in a computer and a radio doing FT8, and I thought, this is it. But I understand that there's a lot bigger ones going on, and so I didn't really learn much there. I'd like to participate. I don't know if it has to be QRP or not, and I don't have a radio I could use. I need to get, I've got the batteries, I've got a couple of antennas I could use, but I sold my 991A a while back. And all I have is an ICOM 9100, and it's a little too big, so I might someday have to get me a radio for field day. A very good friend of mine has an ICOM 705, but that's QRP. So I'm not sure if it has to be QRP or not for field day. Do you, Richard?
I don't remember there being a rule saying that it has to be QRP. I think, if I remember right, I think you get extra points or something for running QRP. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never bought a QRP radio, you know, under 10 watts or whatever, just because I just, you know, don't really have the antenna to be able to talk to people on QRP, I guess. But I wouldn't mind getting a radio for that. That'd be fun. So we may try this someday. We've got the batteries and the antennas, and it'd be nice to have something. The reason I haven't bought a 705 is because it's expensive, number one. Number two, it doesn't have a built-in antenna tuner, so you got to get about another $300-$350 for an antenna tuner, and then now you're sitting there with a radio that puts out 5 or 10 watts, and I guess it'd be great for field day. And they're great radios, really good receivers, but you're not going to be talking a lot, you know, a whole lot on 5 or 10 watts. So there's my story, and I'm sticking to it. KW9CST, KM5Y. Thanks, Richard.
Yeah, and it's good to have you here, Mike. Thanks for stopping in, you and Jeanette both. And I'm at the bottom of the list again. WB9CSP, anyone wishing to check into the everything that comes out?
Okay. Mobile. Great name.
I've got Linda with a recheck, and who is the one in gray name? Give it to me again, the mobile.
Good afternoon, Richard. Name is Cal, Charlie Alpha Lima. The call is Whiskey Alpha 1, Whiskey Ocean Kilowatt. And we're stationary mobile at the moment. We'll be getting back on the road here shortly, and we are mobile. And I'll give you the quick answer. January 25th and 26th is winter field day. Somebody was looking for that. January 25th, 26th for winter field day. And if you've got a radio at home, you can operate from home. I did that 2 years ago. So anyway, back to you, Richard. Name is Cal. Over.
Yeah, Roger that, Cal. Thanks for checking in, and thanks for that info. It's good to hear you, and thanks for stopping in. Linda, go ahead with your recheck, K6GRL, WB9CSP.
W9CSP, yes, I'm K6GRL. So Kyle just took my son to this, so I have the date as well. The date is January 25th, that's at 1600 UTC, and ends on the 26th of 2159 UTC. But also, I was going to mention, they are on Facebook. If you search for Winter Field Day, there's a group like that, and you can, if you say join, it's like an instant join. As soon as you hit join, you're going to have something that says visit, and then you go in there and it says join. So it's an instant join Winter Field Day. K6GRL, back to Rich.
Yeah, good job. Thanks for the info, Linda. That's definitely helpful. So with that, anybody else wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP.
Hello there, KC9, Zanzibar, Victor Zanzibar, Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Hey, Lee, you made it over. KC9ZVZ, WB9CSP. I know we talked earlier, but welcome to the net. And I'm guessing things haven't changed much since we talked a few minutes ago. So today's question is, are you going to go to a winter field day? Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, no, probably not. I'll be in Wisconsin, at that time it's pretty cold, so I gotta stay right in the shack. Stay in my shack and probably operate out of the shack. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're the second person to make mention of operating in the shack. Yeah, I could see why, especially in Wisconsin. But, yeah, my net meets here every Saturday at 2 p.m. If you're not busy and want to stop by, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Roger, thank you for that. I'll write it down, just make sure I remember it's up. Check in to the net.
Yep. And with that, I'm down at the bottom of my list again. So anybody else wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check in, come now, WB9CSP.
Delta India Quebec. 2-0 Delta India Quebec. Good evening from Suffolk, UK.
WB9CSP. Hey, I forgot your name, but I know the voice. Good evening. How are things over there? And, yeah, do you guys do summer and winter field days over there? Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. The main descender is Andy. Yeah, we're on the far east coast of the United Kingdom, just for anybody looking at the map. And anybody familiar with the airbase is in the east of England, not far from Milton Hall and Lakenheath, which are both USAF bases. Anyway, good evening, afternoon to you guys. And yeah, well, we do sort of field days. We have the National Field Day sort of stuff going on with our RSQB. I'm not sure if that's it. I think that's only once a year. It might be twice, but I'm not sure. I also do local field days. I run them once a month, usually the second Saturday of the month, but this month it'll be the third because we're tying it in to operate with Jamboree on the air for the scouts. So we've got quite a busy day planned for next Saturday. So we'll be on the various bands and modes and sort of trying to work as many as we can while we've got the scouts with us there. So, we do field days, but slightly. We do it every month, all the way through the year, and try and keep people, local people involved in the portal side of the hobby there. Back to you, over.
Yeah, Roger that, WB9CSP. I knew I would remember your name once you told me, Andy. And, yeah, good to see that you're here, and you guys have you guys try and promote stuff and keep it going. So I'm glad that you told me about that. I might have to try and listen for it sometime. See if I can make some contacts. And with that, I'm down at the bottom of my list again. Anybody else anywhere? Wishing you check in. Come down, WBANCSP. All right, anybody have any announcements they'd like to bring up? Any announcements? Come now, WB9CSP. W8TOY, WB9CSP. John, you still there?
I'm here, but I am mobile, so I can't really do my announcements this week. Traveling down the freeway. W8TOY, but we do have a net at 9 o'clock on Sunday night.
Yep, a net 9 o'clock Sunday night, Eastern Time, I believe that is, on the WHHP-R.
Excuse me.
Anybody else have any announcements before I move on, WB9CSP?
NAWB mobile. Frequency in use? NAWB.
Not roamed. Node 50018. Node 47159. Transceive. Node 30092229. Transceive.
NAWB.
Bro, not found. Macro, not found. Macro, not found. Node 00929, disconnect. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, 61 degrees. Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Rain, 58 degrees.
Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo.
Good evening, 21 hours. 51 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Rain, 52 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
Good evening, 23 hours. Rain, 50 degrees.